I am King Herod Agrippa, ruler of Judea. I am also the protector of the Jewish faith, and I will not stand idly by while these followers of a false messiah named Jesus will do what they wish. Captain?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Prepare the soldiers. I will lay a plan that will utterly destroy and drive out these blasphemers of the holy faith.
Yes, Your Majesty. Where are James and Peter?
Well, we don't know.
They're not
we
here.
We can't tell. Very well. Men, destroy their homes.
Hello, boys and girls.
And hello, friends of all ages and everywhere. We're so glad you've joined us today for another inspiring story. Uncle Dan, is this another story from the time of the apostles?
Yes, Aunt Sue. This was a time when the Christian church was very young, and many powerful people did not want to see it survive. One of those people was King Herod Agrippa. Herod had become king of Judea, which was part of Palestine, and he knew he had to please the Jewish leaders, so he helped to build up Jerusalem and to persecute the followers of Jesus Christ.
That must have been a terrible time for the young church, Uncle Dan. I understand that before this time it was mostly the Jewish council that did the persecuting, and they didn't have full power. But now, with King Herod on their side, they could do just about anything they wished.
That's right. So King Herod Agrippa sent his soldiers into the homes of believers and had them wrecked. He also had many of the Christian leaders arrested and thrown into prison. Not since the time of Saul did the young church suffer so much.
That must have been a difficult experience for the followers of Jesus. But I know that God brought good out of it, and I'm anxious to hear about that.
So we'll get right into our story for today, which I call
The Great Escape.
Holy Scripture says, "About that time, Herod the king laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church."
Well, who do we have here, Captain?
James, the son of Zebedee, one of the leaders of the Jesus.
Oh, him. Well, he doesn't look that strong, does he?
Well, don't be fooled, Gaius. I've heard of his friend Peter escaping from the temple jail. Twice, in fact.
Well, no one escapes from Antonia prison. No, sir. Guards, put extra shackles on him. Well, James, how does that feel? Makes you sort of shaky inside, doesn't it?
The Lord Jesus told us we would be persecuted for his sake. I have no regrets, no fear, sir. You see, the love of Christ drives away all fear.
Well, we'll see. I hear that the king wants you beheaded.
In life or death, sir, I live in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Guards, throw him into the dungeon and post a double guard. He's a madman.
Well, Your Holiness, what do you think of our little disruption of the Nazarene sect, All the followers of the way are in hiding, and their leader James is in the dungeon.
Your Majesty, you have done a good work for Israel and for our holy faith, but it would not be wise to take any chances.
Chances? What do you mean?
These ringleaders of the Nazarene have ways of escaping from prisons.
Well, James will not escape, I assure you.
How can you be sure?
The executioner is already on his way down, and soon James, the son of Zebedee, will speak no more of this false messiah.
But, Your Majesty, a public execution would bring much more fear to the believers and to those who would even think of joining their sect.
True. And that's why this Simon Peter of theirs will soon join James.
And his execution will be out in the open?
For everyone to witness?
Your Majesty, It's very commendable what you are doing to uphold our ancient faith, and the council will support you all the way. There's just one problem.
And that is?
The Passover is upon us in another few days. We must wait until after the holy days, for there will be many believers with us from other lands during the Passover. They might be moved to pity rather than praise over the death of Peter.
Yes, well, we will take no chances. Captain!
Yes, Your Majesty?
As soon as James is executed, have the soldiers arrest his companion Simon Peter and cast him in the dungeon.
Your Majesty.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What is it?
I thought you should know, Your Majesty. Simon Peter has escaped our prison twice before.
He won't escape the Antonia Fortress. Captain, make sure of that. It will be the soldiers' lives if he escapes.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty.
Go now!
Your Majesty, God has sent you to us at the right time. You can be sure that the true sons of Israel will praise your name.
Yes, yes, of course. Why not? King Herod Agrippa will always do what is best for Israel.
Is the door locked, Rhoda?
Yes, Mark, it is. Oh, it's terrible. It's really terrible.
Shh, Rhoda, calm down.
But they killed James without a trial or anything. Just killed him with a sword in the dungeon. And now they're hunting for Peter.
Perhaps Peter has escaped out of the city.
No, he said he doesn't want to leave, not while the church is being persecuted. I'm afraid. Oh, no. What if...
Who's there?
It's me, Andrew.
Peter is in prison. Herod's soldier.
Oh, not Peter.
How can we get along without him? He's our greatest leader.
Be calm. We're spreading the word to all the believers in Jerusalem. All of us will be praying night and day. Peter's been freed from prison before, and it can happen again with God's help.
Yes, we must all pray. I'm sure many of the believers will be coming here soon to join us in prayer.
But what if God doesn't answer our prayers?
God will do what is best. Trust him, Rhoda. I'll get Mother down here, and we can start praying immediately. We need Peter. God will free him.
Soon, all the Christians in Jerusalem were praying for Peter. Many had gathered in the home of Mary, John Mark's mother. Day and night, they prayed for Peter and for themselves. They feared that if Peter were killed, the young church would be in terrible trouble. Meanwhile, in the Antonia prison, Peter did not seem to be too worried.
Well, Peter, what do you think of your new home? Solid rock. Isn't that what your name means? Rock? And look at these doors, the toughest iron in all of the Roman Empire.
Well, it's a little uncomfortable, Captain, with these soldiers always by my side.
Oh, those shackles. Well, you see, you're just too important to the high priest and the council. So instead of getting one soldier to be shackled to, you have two.
I am honored, sir.
Yes. Well, I've never had a prisoner like you before.
First, sir, I am a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else matters, neither life nor death.
Well, they say you've escaped the temple prison before, twice.
An angel of the Lord freed me each time.
Well, not this time, Peter. Besides four soldiers guarding you in the cell, there are four outside your prison cell and four more down the hall and four at the gate.
Oh, I am honored.
Do you know what would happen to me and those soldiers if somehow you escaped?
I am afraid King Herod would have you all put to death.
Yes, that's right. And it would not be an easy death. It would be torture. No, sir, you're not going to move an inch without us knowing it. I can't wait for tomorrow to come and it'll be over.
The execution is set for tomorrow.
Right. In the public square. You don't seem concerned.
It's all in the Lord's hand, Captain, so I think I'll just get some sleep.
Well, don't you sleep, soldiers.
No, we won't, Captain.
Even if we did, we'd wake up when the prisoner moved. He won't go anywhere.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so.
That night, the night before Peter's scheduled execution, The believers prayed like they had never prayed before. This was one thing neither King Herod Agrippa nor the Jewish council could stop. Nor could they stop the power of God.
All we do is sit here with this fellow Peter chained to our wrists. What does King Herod think? This old man could somehow escape from here, huh?
Just look at him, sleeping like a baby. You know, it's funny, but he never expressed any fear. And he knows he's going to be killed tomorrow.
Well, he speaks of this Jesus of Nazareth and eternal life. Well, I don't know much about eternal life, but I know I wouldn't want to be in his place when the sun comes up in a few hours. He's led to the execution block. No, sir.
Guarding an old man. Not very exciting, huh?
Mm-mm.
And there's Justice and Aquinas marching back and forth. Boring. I hope the captain gives us a few extra days off when this is over so we can loosen up.
Well, just another few hours and...
Suddenly, the soldiers seemed to freeze dead in their tracks as a brilliant light filled the prison cell. The soldiers seemed to freeze and knew nothing of what was happening. Peter remained asleep until the angel nudged him.
What? Oh, is it morning already?
Quick, Peter, get up.
What is it? Oh, that bright light. The angel. It must be a vision. My shackles just dropped off my wrist.
Peter, get dressed and put on your sandals.
My sandals. Oh, here they are.
Now, put on your cloak and follow me.
Is this really happening? Or am I dreaming? Soldiers. They seem like stones, not even moving to stop me. Follow him. That's what the angel said.
This way, Peter.
Well, look at that. The cell door just opened up before us by itself. And now it closes behind us. I must be dreaming. And the soldiers haven't moved.
Silently, the angel led Peter past the guards. Peter didn't know whether it was a dream or for real. They came to the second iron door, where four soldiers stood guard. But they didn't seem to see anything either. Again, the door opened before them, and the angel and Peter walked through unnoticed. And behind them, the door shut by itself. Finally, they came to the big iron gate that led to the street. This, too, was guarded by four soldiers and kept locked. Again, as the angel approached, the door opened, and the four guards saw and heard nothing.
We're outside. And the angel is leading me down the street. It must be a dream or a vision. Wait. The angel's stopping. The light, it's fading. He's gone. Oh, so dark now. Oh, there, my eyes are getting used to the dark. Oh, I am free. I'm really free. Out of the prison. That was an angel who freed me, not a dream. Now, let's see. Where am I? Oh, yes, this is the street leading to the Taropian Valley and to Mary's house. I must go there and tell them the good news.
Peter rushed to the home of Mary, John Mark's mother, where many believers were gathered, praying for a miracle to save their beloved leader.
Dear Father, you know how much we need Peter. We pray that he will be spared and returned to us. Cleanse us, too, from all of our sins, that our prayers will be according to your will.
What was that? Mark, did you hear it?
Yes, Mother. It sounded like knocking at the door of the gate.
Maybe it's the soldiers, sent from Herod.
Somebody better go see who it is.
I'll go. I'm just a servant girl. They won't harm me.
Yes, good idea, Rhoda.
Oh, Lord, I hope hope it isn't the soldiers. Lord, first brother James and then Peter. Now this. My heart's pounding like a drum. I'm coming. Please, just a minute. Who's there?
It's me, Peter. Simon Peter, please let me in.
Simon Peter? It can't be.
Yes, it's really me.
It's your voice. I must tell the others.
Hey, wait. Let me in. Unlock the gate.
I'm afraid it's bad news. Rhoda wouldn't be running.
It's...
What?
What?
It's Simon Peter, at the door of the gate. It's Peter himself. He's waiting outside the gate.
What are you talking about, Rhoda? Are you out of your mind?
No, I know Peter's voice. It's him. He's free.
Listen, he's still knocking.
No, it must be his guardian angel. That means he's dead.
It's Peter himself. Come on, come see.
All right.
Here, let me unlock the door.
Simon, Peter, it really is you. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh,
Peter, you're free.
Quick, tell us, how did it happen?
Now, just a moment, friends.
What?
Just a moment. Let me catch my breath.
Let's all go inside the house. Then, Peter, you must tell us what happened.
Yes.
There was much praying and praising as Peter told them the story of how the angel came into the prison and guided him to freedom. They remembered the words of David, "The angel of the Lord camps around those who fear him and delivers them." Peter had been delivered from prison, but soon it would be morning, and to avoid being arrested again, he had to leave Jerusalem in a hurry.
Friends, God has delivered me, and we can praise him for that. Now I must leave for some safer place. There are many other cities where the word of Jesus needs to be preached and where the young church needs to be strengthened.
We have friends who will guide you out of the city and go with you to Antioch and beyond.
Good. Now, you must tell those who are not here, James, the Lord's brother particularly, tell them what happened.
You know, we will. Don't worry about us. Now, you must get going. We've prepared food and other things for you. You'll be well taken care of. Go in peace, Brother Peter. We'll be praying for you.
Yes, Peter, go in peace.
Go in peace, Brother Peter.
Our prayers go with you.
The Lord Jesus will always be with you.
As the sun was rising in the eastern hills, Peter and a few of his friends left the city of Jerusalem behind them, heading for safer places. In the courtyard of the Antonia fortress, King Herod Agrippa had assembled his soldiers, and soon a crowd began to gather. The executioner, carrying a large sword, prepared himself. The leading priests of the council were there. All anxiously awaited the appearance of Peter.
Captain, we are ready to begin. Where is the prisoner?
I sent 4 guards to bring him immediately. They should be back any moment.
Captain! Captain! He's gone!
Who's gone?
The prisoner. He's just vanished.
Oh. What is this? Peter's gone, vanished? Impossible.
Be patient, Your Majesty. I'll check it out myself immediately.
You'd better bring Peter here at once, or all of you will be put to death.
Yes, Your Majesty. Where is he? Where is Peter?
We can't find him.
We can't find him? What kind of trick is this?
Please, sir, he was chained to Julius and Aurelius.
But this morning we looked, and he was gone.
Hmm?
And the shackles were still on our wrists.
You slept on duty.
No, sir. How could all of us sleep on duty?
Oh, yes. You mean the guards at the gates saw nothing?
No, sir, nothing. And all the gates and doors were still locked. Uh-huh. It's as if he disappeared by magic.
Oh, yes, is that what I'm to tell King Herod Agrippa? You know what it means if we don't deliver Peter to him immediately.
Yes, sir, we know.
Well, Captain, where is the prisoner?
Your Majesty, Peter is gone. He vanished into thin air.
Impossible!
Oh, this morning the shackles were still on the soldier's wrist. The gates and the doors were all locked, but the prisoner was gone.
What kind of trick are you playing on me? You see all these people and the priests? They've all come to see Peter killed. What am I to do now?
Please, Your Majesty, I've told you the truth. No man could have got past the guards and escaped the shackles.
You and the guards planned this, and now you make it sound like a miracle? Well, all of you will be tried and put to death. All of you, I will not have this treason. Soldiers, arrest these guards, all of them!
King Herod Agrippa had all the guards arrested, court-martialed, and sentenced to a cruel death. Soon after, he decided to move to the Roman city of Caesarea on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. While there, he put on a big rally to celebrate peace between himself and the cities of Tyre and Sidon. King Herod Agrippa, dressed in his finest, shiniest robes, sat on his splendid golden throne. Thousands of people gathered to hear the king. Their senses, already perverted by feasting and wine, they were dazzled by Herod's decorations and charmed by his oratory.
My friends, I am honored to speak to you today on this day of increasing peace between Rome and the world. Look around you at all the goodness that my reign has provided for you. This day is a glorious day, but one of many for you. You are a chosen people because you have a chosen king, one who cares for you.
The people went wild with excitement as they listened to the king and saw him sparkling in the sunlight.
Great is Herod Agrippa, king of Judea.
He's not just a man.
He's more than a man.
He is a god.
We are hearing the voice of a god and not a man.
Do you hear what they say of you, Your Majesty? They call you a god.
Well, Blastus, let them. Perhaps I am. I have power over them like a god. Yes, let them call me a god.
Hail, O God!
Blastus! This pain in my stomach! It's growing like a spear!
The Bible tells us that instantly an angel of the Lord struck Herod with a sickness so that he was filled with maggots and died. It was a painful, awful death. This example of divine justice had a powerful effect on the people everywhere. They heard of how Peter had been miraculously freed by an angel. Then they also heard how the man who cruelly put James to death, who imprisoned Peter, and who ordered the guards to be put to death for allowing him to escape, was himself struck down by the power of God. Many who heard these stories became followers of Jesus Christ, and the church grew in more places. After Peter's great escape from prison, we hear very little about him in the New Testament. We know that he traveled to many different places to help build up the young church. He also wrote two epistles, or letters, which bear his name, 1 Peter and 2 Peter. You will find these very interesting to read for yourself in your Bible. It is very likely that Peter finally went to Rome to help the church there and became a respected and great leader. While he was there, the Emperor Nero began his great persecution of the Christians in A.D. 64. Shortly thereafter, he arrested Peter and had him crucified upside down. By then, Peter was an old man. But right up to his death, he witnessed to the love of his Lord Jesus Christ. Peter's loyalty and dedication to Jesus and his followers lives on today in each Christian. His personal story lives on in the New Testament.
We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For Christ died for your sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit.